If after you smoke, your throat feels shocking, you are really smoking your stocking. La 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 la. Matinee with Bob and Ray. Well, good afternoon again, everyone. On this beautiful 1st of May, May Day, we'll all be dancing around the Maypole during the program this afternoon. We're all gaily bedecked in our May Day costumes. We'll be presenting the program that both Bob and I have been presenting on the 1st of May for over 64 years. Well, look, there's the music now, friends. I must get dancing right away.
La, 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 la. What's all this silly nonsense? This, of course, is May Day, but I never expected to see a maypole right plump in the middle of the studio like that.
Oh, Mary, you're glad you like it. Do you like it?
Yes, I think it's a wonderful idea. It's so beautiful outdoors today. It's springy and so, oh, so grand.
Mary, you're right. The only thing to mar this beautiful day is the absence of our compatriot here, our partner in the third league, one Bob Elliott, who is still down there at the South Shore Hospital. And we've had a lot of cards sent in to have forwarded to him. And I will do that. And I'll also take this opportunity to utilize the microphone as much as Bob can and thank everyone for all those cards that he has received. So, again, thank you to Bob and for myself, too. Well, we have a full afternoon here of joyous pleasure. We'll be on till 2 o'clock today. Not 5 minutes off, but right up till 2. We have a big ball game tonight. I wish I was out in Cleveland for that game tonight to see the Red Sox and the Indians. Lou Boudreau returns to Municipal Stadium, seeing some of his greatest baseball triumphs. And he will certainly be welcomed, I'm sure, by the Cleveland fans. They predict over 80,000 people to see that game tonight. And the Cleveland acquisition of Lou Brissy of the Philadelphia A's kind of takes away the talk about Boudreau returning to Municipal Stadium, but I think most of the people out there will be glad to see him. Fame in a town really moves along quickly. I was reading on one of the sport pages this morning where when Lou Boudreau went to the hotel where the Red Sox stay in Cleveland, he had to tell the girl behind the desk 3 times his name and how to spell it. And it was just 2 years back that everyone in Cleveland knew his name frontwards, backwards, and sideways. There was even talk of running him from there when they won the World Series over the Braves. But fame is one of those things, and that's why I've called all you people with me this afternoon to discuss fame and what it means in this hectic atomic age we're in. Now, friends, first thing you'd want to look into is N-U-L-L-O. Have you heard those commercials we have? Nullo? It's deodorant. And my brother Phil had a wonderful idea for those deodorants. You put them on the end of your nose, and everybody smells wonderful. What do you think of that for an idea? I think that's something we can work on. Ken and Bill, who are, of course, our recording stars, are here. No, Ken, so I have to finish. I don't want to get up on the table now. Ken, they just sat down to eat, and they thought I was going to invite them over to play some music. Our recording stars are here again with me. I'm all alone. I expected to have 2 or 3 people in the studio today, but not a soul here. Oh, they're coming now. I just have word from the producer of the program, Arturo Lovebreath. And he says that you're coming into the studio now. I noticed I saw some kids out there. And I'll make a wonderful straight man for them if they ever get down to the studio. But how is everything going along for you, friends? Are you out in the garden? This is the kind of day that you should spend outdoors as much as possible. I know if I had a quick chance, I would be there. Yes, here they come now. You'll excuse me as I describe their methods.
Yes, I was right.
Oh, fuck this kid. Golly, where are all you kids from? Where? Wenham? Oh, that's right. You were coming down today, weren't you? Now I remember. Or coming, yes, coming down from Wenham, or do you come up from Wenham? No, that's out near Linfield, isn't it? Well, I suppose the only way to find out is to get... Who would like to talk with me? See, I'm all alone. My partner He's in the hospital having his tonsils out.
What?
He's hors de combat, that's right. Anybody here real glib and garrulous? Feel like talking? Huh? I thought you would. Come over here. I knew that you'd be the one who'd say yes. Come over and sit right down at the microphone over here, and you'll be co-star of the show this afternoon. Now put up your coat and everything right on the table here. No sense in carrying that around. Just sit right down. Pull the chair up close to the microphone. Will you put on the mic, Newt, so we can hear her? All right. Now, what's your name, young lady?
Susan Jakewith.
Susan Jakewith, and you live in Wenham?
Yes.
Now, where is Wenham? Could you tell us exactly? Can you place it? What town lies next to Wenham? Well, if you were going out, say, Wenham, where would you go? What town would you hit next?
Beverly.
All right, no prompting, please. Beverly, yes. And let me write your name down so I won't forget it. Now, your name is Beverly Wenham?
No.
Oh, what is your name?
Susan
Jakewith. Oh, yes, Susan Jakewith. J-A-Q-U-I-T-H. You can start a misty name. How old are you, Susan?
Nine.
Nine? What grade are you in?
Four.
And now, what are all these kids? Explain to me.
Well.
Who are they? No, not the names, but you're from one school or?
We all come from one school.
Uh-huh. What school is that? What school?
Don't call it the Wenham School. Center School.
Oh, you call, oh, I see. They call it the Center School. And those long pigtails, does your mother do those up the way?
Yeah.
She has a job. How long are those?
Well, they're undone with the down of my waist.
Sit down to your waist when they're done.
Yeah, but I go a little longer.
They go a little longer then when you, do you take them down every night? Or?
No, well, we keep them up.
Tie them up on the top of your head, I suppose, huh?
No, just keep them down.
Just let them down there. Who cares? Who'll see you at night anyway, huh? So what's new at school?
Well, people get a little mad every now and then now.
I can't understand that, getting mad at children.
Well, it's good.
Much.
The day, a little time ago, he told us to stand at the door and everybody started yelling. Well, she was on the telephone calling a phone call out of town. And
yeah.
She could hear her and everybody could hear her on the telephone.
Everybody was listening to her conversation and everything and yelling and jumping. She could hardly hear, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you come in this morning? Dog team or? Huh?
Well, we had everybody come in.
You had everybody when you met in Boston, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we went to my father's building.
You went to your father's building?
Where he worked.
Where he worked. And was he ever glad to see all you kids, huh?
Yeah.
How bad. Well, where's your daddy work? What building? Oh, right up. Oh, that's a beautiful place to see, huh?
You know, in the library.
Did you work in the library? That's a beautiful building, isn't it? And what'd you do up in the library? Anything special? Did you ever hear the Bob and Ray show on the radio at home?
I listened to it about almost, well,
every other,
when we have vacations at least.
Every other year, huh?
No.
Are you on vacation this week?
Yeah.
Right?
We have vacation from school.
Spring vacation, they call it, huh?
Mm.
Then you go back, and then the next vacation is for all summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm glad of.
Are you a good student, Susan?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really? What's your favorite subject?
History.
Why is that?
Well, I like reading about Governor Winthrop and things like that.
Yeah, Governor Winthrop. Hey, that goes way back before our time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who was Governor Winthrop? Was he our first governor or second or, you know, our
time? Sure, I don't know. So long ago we read about it when you first did the book.
All you remembered you voted for him, huh?
Yeah, I probably did. I don't know. Well, I don't remember.
Well, what do you think? Is the round world a flat, really, Susan? What's your opinion on that?
I think it's round.
Well, you only read it in books. Have you been around the world to prove it?
No.
How do you know now the person who wrote that book has never been out of Boston? He doesn't know whether it's round or flat. Now, what proof have you got?
Well, I've got just, well, one thing around the world.
I guess maybe that would be the proof to use. Columbus did sail around, and you know the funny part about Columbus? He thought he was going to fall off any minute, too. Because the last word he had when he left port was that it was flat, and after he was out 2 or 3 days, he just scared. Now, would you like to hear a commercial?
If I know what a commercial is.
Well, commercial is an announcement. You know, you've heard commercials on the radio.
Yeah, probably.
You
know,
where they sell things.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to hear us sell something? No, huh?
No, I don't know.
You don't think so? Well, we have to anyway, Stu. More and more women every day are demanding the safety and mildness of a true soap. A soap like Kirkland Flakes, made of natural fats and oils. They want true soap mildness for their fine things, for their family wash, for their dishwashing, whenever they have to put their hands in water. Only Kirkland Flakes, made of fine natural fats and oils, bring you true soap mildness and safety, plus 28% more fine flakes than any other leading luxury brand. Kirkland Flakes is safe for your finest washable fabric, wonderful for the family wash. They touch your clothes with sunlight. Colors come out brighter, and white clothes actually whiter than you. And Kirkland Flakes Suds Booster Action makes dishwashing easier. Today, the wise housewife demands the safety and mildness of a true soap. Today, only Kirkland Flakes bring you true soap safety and mildness, plus 28% more flakes than other leading luxury brands. Get a big blue box of Kirkland Flakes today. Like a lot of fun. You had your lunch right in the park?
Yeah, the boys almost fell in.
One of the boys almost fell in?
Yeah, one of the boys.
Who was that? What boy?
The one over there.
You feel so silly, don't you? What's his name?
Peter Burr.
Peter Burr?
Yeah, he's gonna fall.
Old Hopalong Burr, we used to call him. And he almost fell in the pool over at the public garden. What happened, Peter? Huh? Come over here. Come on over. Tell us about this. This I got to hear about, falling in the pool. Yeah, that's an old trick of mine. No, I know you didn't fall in, but they tell me you almost did. Come on, lean in here.
Almost got wet.
You almost got wet? Well, you're looking over to see something?
Yeah. Funny.
Isn't it funny? What fun, huh? What funny were you reading at the time? Do you remember?
Couldn't read it good.
You couldn't read it? Well, you can't read it in a falling position like that. So what you have for lunch? Did you lose any of your lunch?
No. Nope.
I thought maybe you're trying to salvage some of that peanut butter and fluff sandwich you had. Is Peter always funny like that, Susan?
Yes, he said, Mommy, why don't you
smash
on the
pass
and mashed potatoes?
He's going to be a joke writer. Peter, where do you get all these funny gags, anyway?
I don't know.
Do you keep the school in stitches?
Well,
oh, there's always one. Well, Peter,
another thing.
What other thing did he
say? Well, he said that he doesn't know.
Oh, well, do you really go fast? Would you like to go fast?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he has his hat that you stick to a beam with a rope, and you can slide out backwards and you pull yourself up with the rope.
Golly, he was fun. I haven't had that much fun since I went to the dentist. Oh, gee. Well, Pete, where are you going after the thing? After this radio program? Over the museum of science. You know, we had a group on here one day, and one of the girls told me, I don't think it was there, if she held a tag. Was it there? If she held a snake in her hand, maybe you'll get to do that. I bet you hope so.
We have our nature teacher. He's in safety school. And there's a girl over here with a Roberta Clark over here, and she doesn't like snakes very well. Miss Barakar was walking by her desk, and everybody was supposed to handle the snake.
Oh,
little
God.
A little green snake. Everybody was supposed to pick him up and run through his hands, you know.
Oh, golly.
And when he walked by Roberta's desk, all the way in front of her face, he was ready to go.
Oh, Roberta's squeamish. She always was. You know what, Susan? But then again, I can sympathize with Roberta. Did you touch the thing?
No, I handled it.
You weren't afraid at all?
No.
What did Peter do? What did Peter say that was funny that day?
Well, nothing. But I didn't even
see. Were you there, Peter? I'm
in the
fifth. She's in the fourth, and you're in the sixth. Oh, I didn't. Oh, you're all in different grades.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Except Roberta's the same grade I am.
Except Roberta, who's in the same grade as you are.
Yeah, a couple of other boys.
Well, we were... Why don't we give some names so that we'll give them all name credits on the air?
Well, there's a good o'clock.
Yeah.
Budget Wall. Barbara Wall.
Yeah. Nancy. Talk into the microphone so we can all hear.
Nancy Jasper.
Your sister?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Six.
Oh, what grade is she?
She'll be seven tomorrow.
She's in the first grade?
Yeah.
Where's Nancy?
Over there.
Oh, yeah, she's another pigtail fan, huh? Who's something funny, huh? Yeah, okay. What else? Who else?
Peter Burr.
Yeah, well, we know Pete.
Yeah. And David Jakewitz.
Was that another brother?
Yeah, over there.
What is this, the Jakewitz school? Where are your pigtails, Dave? See, I'm as funny as Pete. Okay, all right. The Dave didn't almost fall into this.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, who else? Who are these other fellows here?
Bobby Perkins.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure I can tell the two twins apart.
Oh, those are twins. That's right.
Well, I can.
Well, what are their last names?
David.
Okay, which one now?
Which one?
Which one is who? You. What's your name? Ronnie and Donnie. And the
what?
Fella?
I call him. Well, everybody calls him Podgy, right?
Everybody calls you Podgy? What's your real name?
George Burt.
George Burt? Where'd they get Podgy out of that, for goodness sake? Oh, that's it. Georgie Podgy. Pudding and pie, kiss the girls, and made them cry. Well, look, we all want to dance around a maypole, so I suppose we ought to get started with, all right. A Ken and Bill song, or would you rather have me sing? Which did you prefer? I'm going to put it right up to the library. Okay, Susan, I will. Tickle me if you want, I don't care. Far away places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Those far away places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling. Going to China or maybe Siam, I want to see for myself those faraway places I've been reading about in a book that I took from a shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of the train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call maybe I am, but I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with the strange sounding names. Fun, huh? Thanks, Phil. Now then, we have another commercial. And, Pete, I want you to play this trumpet for me. Now, we've had trouble with the fellow who blows the trumpet on the Wonderland commercial. Now, when you take this trumpet, blow just as hard as you can. Now, don't run out of wind. Oh, he did all right. Yes, sir. That was very good. Have you ever played the bugle before? How long have you been studying it?
Never.
You mean you just picked that thing up and played it that good? That's a staggering piece of testimony. It just shows you that you're very musical. What do you think you'll be when you grow up, Pete?
I'm studying piano.
You studying piano? There's a fine piano player over there. Go green. Have you noticed him playing before?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a piano player when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
You want to turn out like that?
Huh?
Oh, shucks. Shoot higher than that, boy. All right, well, now, I want to read this commercial. Or maybe, you think, are you a good reader? Do you get good marks in reading in school? Who gets good marks in reading? Do you? Anybody else besides you? Okay. All right. Oh, you're David Jacob. Okay. Well, come here, Dave. Let's see you read this now. And we'll mark you on this. Just read.
Wonderland, New York. First place of the dog racing in New England. Is now holding official schooling races every night.
Oh, God, here come one of the dogs now. Okay, go on.
Except Sunday. Starting at 6 o'clock. All the old favorites.
Here's another one. All right.
And many new ones are completing the nightly in the thrilling style event. Preparing for Wonderland's
official opening, yeah.
Opening May 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody invited to see the schooling races. Admission is free.
Always up on the anniversary, that's right.
The year is here.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderland is easily and quickly reached by MCA. Here.
That's right.
Maverick. Station. Offer those who drive over fine wide highways. There is no parking charge at Wonderland. And your car is protected by courteous attendance in four-lighted parking lot. Remember, schooling races every night, except Sunday, starting at 6 o'clock, and Wonderland's official opening, May 9th.
Hey, yes, all right. What grade are you in, Dave?
7.
Hey, you're a good reader. You like reading? Well, he doesn't mind it a bit. He can take it or leave it, yeah. Well, I guess we all feel that way about reading. You know, you either read or you don't. Oh, he just went down there to get his pencil, though. Don't let
no, see. No.
Oh, yes, he
did. He got mad at the teacher and broke his ruler now.
Oh, I know him.
The
Ray Goulding.
He had to skip around the room into where he didn't first read his
skipping all around. He must have felt silly, huh?
He had to do all the first grade arithmetic.
What is the first grade arithmetic now?
Oh, 1 and 1 is 2, and 3 and 3 is 6, and 6 and 4 is 10.
Well, they left out 2 and 2 and 4 and 4, I guess.
Oh, really? They didn't leave it out, no.
Well, I thought you were giving it to me verbatim. Well, it's been wonderful talking with you, Susan. And I think that a radio career would be particularly appropriate for you. You don't have no fear of a microphone, and you talk right up. What are you going to be when you grow up? A woman?
Sure, I'll be a woman. I think I'll be a housekeeper.
You like keeping house?
Yeah, I'd rather be a school teacher.
You really would?
Yeah.
Well, I guess all kids would. Well, school teaching is a nice, honorable profession, and when we start paying school teachers, it'll be that much better. Now then, let me see what other things I want to cover this afternoon. Oh, I want to cover this. You see what I have in this jar here? You see that jar?
What jar?
This jar right there in front of you.
I don't see a jar in front of
me. Annabelle, I see a jar. She doesn't see one. I tell you, I've been working too hard. I can't go on this way. I thought I had a rare grasshopper in that jar. Now I don't even have a jar. Why did you tell me that, Susan?
Where's the jar?
It's right there. Yes, tell me you see it. Make me feel better before I sign out, will you?
I don't know. I'll touch it then. Where's the jar?
Do you touch it?
Nope.
Well, I'm going right over to the doctor's office when I sign off, or I'll see you over at the Museum of Natural Science up by the magic cyclotron. Are you going to go up there and everything? Well, okay, and I'll drop. Well, next time I'm in Wenham, I'll drop down to Jacob's and eat for nothing, huh?
No,
yeah,
you can.
Can I do that?
Sure.
Tell Mother I'll be coming, okay? Huh? Oh, is Mother there? Want me to hurry? Okay, ready to get work and hang by your thumb. Come on.
WHCH, Boston.